We will nishma Abba Mori Zichrono Mivracha. We're up to Siv Zayin. Mitzvah l'anicho b'tefach ha-samach v'pesach mismol. Kidei she'mezuzah mimin v'nerchanaka mismol. Ideally, the best way to do the mitzvah is to put the Neres Chanukah close to the, within the tefach of the opening of the front door, opposite the mezuzah. And this way, when you walk in and out of the house, you're surrounded by mitzvahs, the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, b'di'evit, if you put the Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, on the same side as the mezuzah, you would say, but it's better to be surrounded by mitzvahs. The Sfarim say the mezuzah represents Torah Shebichtav, and the Neres Chanukah represent Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Torah Shebichtav, in a sense, is brought to light and lit up by the Torah Shebaal Peh, which faces it. Because without the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Torah Shebichtav is not so clear. You need the light of the menorah to light up the Torah Shebichtav so we understand it properly. That's a nice shot. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im ein mezuzah b'pesach. If there's no mezuzah there for some reason, v'inichu miyamin. And it's better to put it on the right side. It's always better to put things on the right side, if possible. But if there's a mezuzah, you don't want to be surrounded by mitzvahs. But if there's no mezuzah for some reason in that doorway, you put it on the right side. Well, then the Rama says, v'zman hazeh, when we light inside, Ein hekel ibnei rishus rabim klal. No one's seeing it outside. Bizman drama, they lit inside. It was dangerous to light outside. Ein lachus kol kach ibnei madriki v'pefach asamach v'pesach. You don't have to be so careful, because the main person may nisa is people on the inside, and therefore you can light it anywhere in the house, the Rama says. But the Rama says, Nikol makom hamina gahadrik v'tefach asamach v'pesach k'mo b'yameihem v'ein l'shanos. The minig is, even when you're lighting inside, to light it by the front door. Why? Because that way you'll still be walking in and out surrounded by mitzvahs. Instead of being opposite the mezuzah, it's when you open the front door, then the mezuzah basically faces the menorah. The Mishnah Berurah points out something which is very lemaisa. He says, Mikol makom, im yesh chol chalon asamach v'shus rabim, nachon yoseh she'yanechenu sham. If you have a window that faces the street, well, that overrides lighting it inside near your front door, within the tefach of the front door. So, in many situations, that's the messias that we have, that there's a window, and the window, people will see it on the outside. If you don't have a window like that, so then the Rama says, if you're lighting inside for some reason, it's best to light near the front door. Oh, then the Rama adds on, Elim Kain Rabin B'nei Abayis. If there are a lot of people in the house, the main thing is to make sure everyone lights in a different spot. And that way, not all together, and that way it's clear what night of Chanukah it is, the menorahs don't get all mixed up. The most important thing is to be safe. That's the most important thing. So first you want to make sure that you're lighting in a way that's safe. And within being safe, try to light in a way where the menorahs aren't all mixed up and you can't tell what night of Hanukkah it is. Okay, period. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Beisah Knesses Menicho B'kol Sol Darom. You light the menorah in Shul. And on the south side, why on the south side? Because in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shulchan was on the north and the menorah was on the south. So you light the menorah in the base Knesset, similar, parallel to how you light the menorah in the base Knesset. Masajin and Mizrach L'mayrav. And the candles are set up facing east to west, because that's how it was lit in the Mishkan, in the base Hamikdash. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, there is a view that in the base Hamikdash, the candles were lined up north to south, and some people do it that way as well. And he says, Ein limchos biyadam. You shouldn't protest because some taka have that minhag. You follow your minhag. Most people have the minhag like the Shulchan, like the Rama says. That's the more common practice, that the candles, the menorah is on the west, is on the south side, and the candles are set up from east to west. The one lighting the menorah, he stands with his back to the south and his face to the north. So that means the menorah will be in between him and the Aron. And he lights the right candle first, and every day he adds another candle, and he keeps on lighting from left to right. Then the Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush: U'madlikin u'mevarchin b'shem pirsumei nisa. You light the candles in the shul, and you say a bracha. Now, it's only a minhag to light in shul. It's not found in the Gemara. It's only a minhag. So the Mishnah Berurah says, just like you say a bracha on other minhagim, like saying halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, so we say a bracha here as well. Well, now here there's a big question which people discuss, which is, the Shulchan Aruch holds that you do not say a bracha on a minhag. And you do not say a bracha. Sfaradim do not say a bracha when they say halal on Rosh Chodesh, unlike the Ashkenazim. So that's a question. How come the mitzvah to light Neiros Chanukah, the minhag to light Neiros Chanukah and Shul is different? And here even the Shulchan Aruch says to say a bracha. That's a question which needs an answer, which is discussed. Okay. The Rama continues. Ve'ein adam yotzei b'neiros shol beis knesses. You're not yotzei with the neiros and shul. You have to light again when you get home. And let's say you're the guy that lit a shul and you said a bracha. You say another bracha when you get home. Because it's you have to do the mitzvah in the house. Oh, and here the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. If you were lighting in shul on the first night and you said shechianu, then the Mishnah Berurah says that the person who lit in shul should not say shechianu again when he gets home. Unless he's also lighting for his wife and children, and for them it's their first time doing the mitzvah, and the shechianu would be for them. Oh, the Rama says the minhag is to light in shul between mincha and ma'ariv. That's when the people in the shul, it's a gathering, and there's more pesumei nisa. After ma'ariv, you don't want to keep people there too late. They should be able to go home. So they have to come and light near Hanukkah. So therefore, it's best to light after mincha. Some have a minhag on Erev Shabbos to light before mincha. The Rama says, oh, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Dark Emotion, no, even on Erev Shabbos, we light after mincha, again, for the same reason, there's more Pesumei Nisa. Now, if people are late coming to Shul, and by the time you daven mincha, it's going to be close to Shkia, then you light the menorah before mincha, the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, Lo yamtin kral, el yivarech v'yadlik miyad, afilu kodem mincha. Because it's still Pesumei Nisa, people are going to walk in later, so you don't want to end up lighting the menorah like 1 minute before Shkia. If you're lighting the menorah too close to Shkia, what you're doing is you're literally playing with fire, and you don't want to do that. So if there's a big delay, then just you can light even before mincha, and it still counts for Pesumei Nisa, people will be coming later. I just want to share a comment from Rabbi Zemelowski Shlita. Beautiful idea. The mitzvah to light Ner Chanukah was originally patterned after the Zecher L'Nes of the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So why is it that the main mitzvah is in the house as opposed to in Shul? In Shul is only a minhag, and it's a question why we say a bracha. So the answer is, and Rav Hirsch explains this, others explain this, that Chazal wanted that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah should be in the house. That the Kedusha should be in the house. And you have to know that the most important aspect of Kedusha is not having extra Kedusha in Shul, it's having extra Kedusha in your house within the family unit. And that's why Chazal were Mesakein that the main mitzvah is in the house, even though the mitzvah is patterned after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and where they live in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, that's an important idea to remember all the time, and especially on Chanukah. Chanukah is a Yom Tov where we focus on bringing Kedusha into our homes. And you light the Neiros Chanukah at the front door of your own home.